It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, forget real-time targeted ads. How about texting robots that can help you with your shopping or organizing chores? Later this year, users of Facebook's Messenger app and Microsoft's Skype can expect to find new automated assistants called chatbots that will pop up and conduct human-like conversations. They'll be able to do simple jobs like provide you with information about services and businesses. Penn State's College of Information Sciences and Technology is hosting its annual Startup Week. The goal is to help students turn their innovations into businesses. Participants will take part in design challenges and meet with potential investors where they get to pitch their ideas. This week, the Tech Report explains why a nuclear power plant in Beaver County is getting some help from an unlikely team of young consultants.
At the site, we really had three priorities, protect the public, protect our workers, protect the plant, and then we make power on the side.
That's Charles McFeeters, plant manager at the Beaver Valley Nuclear Power Station in Shippingport. It's his job to make sure the plant meets strict federal regulations for everything from worker exposure to dangerous gases to the disposal of radioactive waste. Much of the plant is off limits to visitors for safety reasons. But this week, a group of guests came to pitch some ideas for making the plant safer for people and the environment.
First, they came to our school and told us all about nuclear energy, and we came visiting here and saw their facilities and how they do things here.
Roger Deal is a senior at Blackhawk High School. He and dozens of classmates have been working with nuclear engineers from First Energy Corporation to come up with solutions for some serious workplace challenges. Student Aubrey O'Leary.
The first one consisted of a nuclear power plant having disposed of a barrel of chromium 48 into a river, but it was over the federal limit. So we had to first find the federal limit and then describe ways in which we could reduce the concentration or the toxicity of the chromium 48.
Students were also challenged to create more efficient ways to produce energy.
Yeah, any type of power plant would most likely use a turbine system like this.
To demonstrate their design, Greg Bacorn and his team decided to power their plastic turbine with latex balloons.
Instead of having something that generates steam, we just decided it'd be a lot easier to use balloons. Basically the same thing, same type of propulsion.
It's a new spin on technology that's been used in the nuclear field for decades, but engineers here believe students will be able to improve those practices in time. Nuclear engineer Carl Capen.
Any chance to actually get with the young individuals, young population, and encourage them to pursue an engineering degree or something in science or math or anything like that is very important. It basically sets them up for success in their career.
The partnership was created by the Global Passport Project, an educational foundation that teams local businesses with school districts like Blackhawk. High school principal Scott Nelson is impressed with how well his students embraced the challenge.
I remember last year when we had some of the problems given to us, I couldn't even pronounce some of the chemicals that the students were supposed to be understanding, chemicals that they needed to understand and how they work.
That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.